Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you right now, right here.
As we are releasing the grip of this incredible triple retrograde, now going back down to a double for a while, because Mercury has gone direct. We're still in that shadow energy through September 2nd, and this coming week is an extraordinary moment to call in miracles. So this is one of those shows where it's like, get that cup of coffee, sit down, snuggle in, get ready, go. We've got a lot to share.
You know, it's the time that we're in is a little bit like we're all out in boats at sea.
Long as it's a boat that has good ballast, you know.
Yeah, all right. It's a boat that is propelled a lot by the flow of the environment.
Ooh.
So while on our boat, we have independent thoughts and feelings and interactions with those with us on the little vessel, but the tides are carrying us in a certain direction, and the wind is blowing in a certain direction.
Well, I'm feeling it.
And this is what has been going on since August kicked in, late July, actually.
It's been like a heart palpitation, right, guys? How many of you have felt? I mean, even as I'm connecting with you, our beautiful, amazing community this afternoon, the first thing that's happening, Sri, is I'm feeling this almost rapid heartbeat going on. So, guys, breathe. Just breathe. Allow yourselves to recognize that this is a moment to really kind of slow down, pay attention, and get ready for miracles. The week ahead can have a lot of miracles manifest, and we're going to be talking about how and why. But, you know, Sri, as I'm connecting with this beautiful, incredible group that's out here listening today, remember, guys, that if you want to get into the queue for a mini soul reading, give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And if you call and it's busy, that does mean all the lines are full, but hold on to that number, because as soon as we say hi and goodbye, that would be your turn to call in.
And right now is a good time to punch those numbers in, because there's a line waiting to be filled.
Absolutely. And it's your day to do that. It really is.
And so, beloved ones, as we were sharing, we are in an energetically potent time.
Yeah.
And these retrograde energies are like those winds that are blowing. You know, you can always sail upstream. However, it's easier to go with the flow, is it not?
Whew, you know, I'm here feeling the breath, you know. Everybody breathe, because sometimes that flow can be a surprise. You know, and I want to say thank you. I want to take that opportunity to say thank you to all of you who have been so amazing with your love just outpouring towards Sri and I over my recent surprise knee surgery. It turned out I needed actually four different types of surgery rolled into one moment, and we're very grateful to all of your support.
It was a significant intervention of cartilage and tissue, and oh my goodness,
kneecaps and meniscuses,
we're just honored and grateful for all of the wonderful outreach, people sending their healing energy and their visible blessings, and we just say thank you.
And miracles, you know, I have been so blessed. I have been sharing with Sri, guys, that I have been watching portals of light. It's like when you send this beautiful loving energy toward me for this healing, I have been seeing portals of color open and close, and every one of them has been brilliant, beautiful color and light and harmonies. And so from my heart to yours, thank you so much, because wanting to share just a little miracle with you. We live, as you guys know, in a rural indigenous village in Ecuador, and we're very, very blessed to live here. We literally live on the side of the Andes Mountains. If you ever get a chance to come visit us here at Tosa Blue Mountain, please do. And so the healing energy here is crazy. I mean, it's just amazing, the beings and the energies. But we learned shortly after we got home that I'm unable to leave here because we are on the side of a mountain, and we are on, it's like about, what, 35 steps to get where I am right now?
A lot of steps, and steps and an injured or recuperating knee are not too good combinations.
I literally had to come up the steps backwards on my bum, guys, to get in here, and I'm not doing that again. But what happened was no physical therapist will come here because we're too far away from Cuenca. So they want us to keep getting an ambulance to bring me to Cuenca and go in for physical therapy. And I looked at Sri and said, no, we're going to do this ourselves. We're going to do this physical therapy ourselves. We're going to make it through. And I said no to all the painkillers because when I came out of surgery, they had me all hooked up to morphine and I was not enjoying it. Let's put it that way. My body rejected it really bad because it's such a different vibrational level. So walking this without the painkillers, walking this with your love and light, and knowing that we were going to have to do our own rehab, you guys, check this out. One of the beautiful, amazing beings who was with us at our most recent event,
the July event,
the Between Dimensions event, was a beautiful woman who has an incredible yoga and energy healing practice right here in Cuenca. Her name is Clara. And Clara, right before I went into the hospital, so this would have been last Wednesday, right? Because mm-hmm. Thursday was exactly 1 week since surgery.
Yeah,
so it was
10 days or
it so. Was, yeah, so last Wednesday, Clara suddenly WhatsApped Sri and said, I have just had a meditation. I have to come see Kira. Now, nobody knew I was going in for surgery. We did not really want this to be known. And she showed up here with another dear friend of ours, Maggie, who had also been at that event, and found out I was having knee surgery. And she said, then that is why I was told to come. She goes, I must help you do your physical therapy.
And so Clara showed up yesterday with a little ball and stretch bands
and
these helper devices for isometric toning, and guided us through a series of five different exercises and said, you do those for this week and then I'll come back and we'll add in more.
So my recuperation is a miracle, and I just wanted to honor that in the energy of this week, in the energy of, I'm calling her Miracle Clara,
yeah,
our beloved dear one who showed up with all the things any physical therapist would have showed up with. And to really say out to all of you that when you allow yourself not to resist that which must be. I have, a lot of people don't know, I've been having severe problems walking for 5 years and extreme pain for 2 years. And we honestly don't know how we made it through the month of July, other than it was the divine pouring through us. And we were able to make it through.
True.
Yeah, I mean, truly, truly. And so we're saying to you that You can heal anything, even something like what I'm experiencing right now, when you allow yourself to relax and trust that the universe will provide. And, you know, we went into this knowing that we were going to have to do our own rehab. And then what is the miracle that, you know, how many months ago did we meet Clara and then she felt called to come to this event?
And that she had the training and the desire to help.
And that she acted on her intuition.
Yeah.
And so when we allow ourselves that gift of claiming the miracles, and this is really the perfect example of the energy of this week. This week is about looking at, go back and look at events. Really, you could even start just with January. And look at the way the energy has been building. Remember what this year is, right? This is the year of anchoring what? Stability through Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda. And let's face it, our planet, the densified planet, is showing anything but stability.
Oh,
and so go back and look at everything that's been coming together, all the connect the dots, so to speak. Do your own connect the dots, because this is the week. If you connect those dots, those miracles will manifest. Just like I feel Miracle Clara is one of those manifestations. I can go back and connect all the dots.
It's our personal miracle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that was a very powerful one. And if you're part of our miracle team, I'm going to put in a little picture tomorrow of a little stuff she brought me, just because I really want to honor Miracle Clara.
You know, one of the things that we want to share with you is that this is a wonderful week to line up the miracles that you are ready to accept. And what I mean by that is, imagine, you know how in car races, you'll hear them rev their engines. They rev their engines before the light goes green, you know, before they start actually moving. Well, that's what the last week's been like. And to a certain regard, that the wonderful eclipse energy, the momentum upon us moving into August,
yep,
It's like your engine's revving, and now as this retrograde relaxes,
yes,
there is a momentum of manifestation that's upon us, and that's the miracle manifestation.
And is your ego in that backseat, guys? You pay attention,
important,
because the triggers, the ego, the energy of manipulation, the energy of trying to really flip something upside down is as prevalent this week as is the miracle energy. So who's driving the car? Pay attention, because this is a banner moment. And remember, Mercury went direct yesterday, actually went direct on the 18th. However, we are still in that shadow, riding the wave, let's say, of the triple retrograde through September 2nd. September 2nd is when there's going to be the big, I'm just going to call it the big release. I don't want to say too much about what's coming in September, but of course, you guys know we'll be putting out a video on that near the end of this month. But what we did put out just yesterday, and if you have not connected with it yet, go to SriAndKira.com and read part two of our three-part article series that we have created to support you through August. It is up, it is now, it is revelatory, it is transforming, and it's timely. So I really encourage you to give yourself that gift. And you can read it either online or just click for a downloadable PDF.
One of the things that's important to remember is, who has responsibility for you? You do. Who's responsible for your evolution and growth? Well, quite frankly, it falls on your shoulders. And so you, meaning the yous, your higher self and that basic personality self, get into a collaboratory moment where the higher self is pointing, the soul is saying, we need to head this direction, and the personality self needs to kind of say, oh, okay, I'll go with you, and then keep it from driving. Get it in the back seat once you get the right direction established.
And when you do that, it gives you the last re in our retrograde release, and that's responsibility.
Responsibility
because
is important.
When we're able to claim our really, truly responsible beingness, then authenticity radiates and everything gets easy.
Absolutely. And so this notion of taking responsibility for your life, if you have that in your consciousness, then go read the articles that we've
Please, give yourself that gift.
From the energy of, I am a competent human being, I have free will, I can make choices that will affect my life. With the information we've shared, you will make ever better choices.
Whew.
And find yourself filling with more joy, peace, and love in your day-to-day.
Yeah.
Now, there's a bargain you can't
refuse. Well, some people do. And I think that's important to pay attention to. You know, I also want to just take a moment and bow and say thank you to all of you that are reading the articles, leaving comments, sending us emails. We are honored to interact with you during this moment. You know, this is a moment. And again, this week is about take your dots and connect them, right? Go back and say, okay, had this not happened, then this wouldn't have happened. And, you know, one of those, like, connect the dots to I'm going to call it the everyday miracle that's manifesting before you, not only right now, but multiple times this week. And that's why we opened up sharing our little story about Clara and what we feel is a miracle, just a little miracle with the physical therapy experience. And so what are your miracles that are manifesting right now? And are you connecting the dots? Because when we connect the dots, it's actually a training to witness the witness. It gives us an opportunity to see everything from a wider angle lens. And as we're unwinding, right, we've released this Mercury retrograde. We're still in kind of a pseudo triple retrograde energy until September 2nd. This is an opportunity to really resurrect. I'm really enjoying the energy of that word specifically for this coming week. It's very much about everyday miracles and resurrections. It's like really bursting into bloom. You know, it's like a flower that just going, I'm ready.
Yeah, and I want to come back to the languaging I offered a minute or two ago.
Please.
Which is, what miracles are you ready to receive?
Oh, I love that.
Because the ready to receive is an essential qualifier.
Yeah.
You know, we all have clarity around moving forward in a positive fashion. You know, we may not have clarity about the details, but I haven't met anybody listening to this show that doesn't want to have a positive future.
Agreed.
You know, an expanded, a future expanded in love and joy and peace. And so When we ask you what miracles are you ready to receive, consider for a moment that the universe is going to bring to you all that you have set into motion. Yet, are you ready for them, or is it not now? And this is a useful self-awareness exercise.
Well, especially to get conscious about it, because a lot of times this can occur where you're not aware of what you're not aware of, right? This, I mean, it gets us all back to that. Are you clear? If you're setting sacred intentions, are you really clear about why you set that intention? Are you really in that flow of integrity with yourself? And it's okay to discover that you might not be, because unless you look, how can you discover? Discovering that you might not be, all it really opens a door for you, or an opportunity,
opportunity
to resolve.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is an amazing moment for resolution.
And for people that are vibrating above the norm, which all of you
Is all of you, or you wouldn't be listening to this show.
Healing is easier now than it's ever been before.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because healing
and faster
is simply bringing the light of consciousness together with the heart of self-acceptance, loving acceptance.
Yeah.
So awareness with love equals resolution.
Whew.
Awareness with love equals healing.
Yeah.
And that's all that's needed, is to look at that which you might have been resisting or feeling a little fearful around, and just look at it with love and say, there now. I see you. I hear you. I respect you. And is that still an issue? Because it might resolve immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautifully said, Sheree. Beautifully said. Well, you know, there is so much happening on the planet right now, and it's important to recognize. Notice again the words we're using: recognize, remember, right? Resolve, resurrect. And the way to do all that is to bring your hands to your heart and just be responsible for the gift of you. And you know, the word responsibility gets a bad rap a lot because people think that it's a heavy trip, or it's going to hurt, or it's going to be whatever. Responsibility is a freedom. It's the freedom that comes from right action. Because when you have navigated to the other side of the river, and remember what happened in July. July was that liftoff month. It was that month where, for the first time, we now have this kind of, I call it liquidy energy or rivery energy, instead of more of a refined energy going between the top of spiritual activism and where we begin in ascension awareness. And because that river exists, there are people, or beings, I should use is more accurate, that are jumping into that stream from both sides. And how those beings navigate that stream is going to make a difference for every being. And so it's a very important moment to pay attention to where you are, to get nakedly honest with where you are, and to recognize, and I really think Archangel Zadkiel said this the best, that your pain ends when you make a choice. So take that in. Your pain ends when you make a choice. And I really could not think of anything that Archangel Zadkiel ever said that was, I mean, he has many profound statements, but that's right up there.
Yes, because most of our pain is either the anticipation of something or the unwillingness to fully look at something and resolve it.
Right, so you're stuck.
You're stuck.
You know, because the other thing Zadkiel said was that it's going to hurt. If you're sitting on the fence, that's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt. And so much of life's hiccups have everything to do with that sense of doubt or indecision, that unwillingness to really look and know that you're safe to look. Know that you will be loved no matter what you see.
That is such a powerful, you know, in and of itself, Sheree, knowing you are safe to look is a journey.
Yes.
That's a journey just to begin. You know, it's so true that every time we wake up to one awareness, the journey begins again.
Yeah, well, that's one of the beautiful things about this infinite journey.
Absolutely.
Is that there are so many steps, stations, and levels, so to speak. And then after a while, they all just kind of melt into an ever-expanding, joyful revelation.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. And it's an ever-refining spiral. And the gift is that as we entered into August, and we have this energy that is all about the dancing ego, if I was to just synopsize it really, really down to one word. And so if you're dancing with your ego, just make sure you're leading. And then you can take that ego wherever it wants to go. If the ego is the partner in the dance and it trusts the one who is leading, then it's a beautiful gift, isn't it? And it's fun. So who's dancing, right? Are you dancing? And if you're dancing, are you aware
of
it?
Who's leading? That's
exactly, exactly. And that is the momentum of this miracle presence. I really can't stress this enough, that, and for those of you that are Miracle Team members, your Miracle Team newsletter tomorrow, we've written quite a bit about this, that this everyday miracle presence that is arising very strongly, and it came up very, very quickly with the release of the retrograde. So it's just been this past, I started feeling it really strongly around Friday, like 3 days ago, and it's just been getting bigger, 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 bigger. And then this week, if you're able to connect the dots and see the blessing of the connections, those connections will manifest greater everyday miracles this week. And so that's a pretty powerful gift.
And that brings us right all the way around to the reality that liberation is upon you. Resurrection, freedom, is upon you. What are you willing to receive?
I love that. That is a big one. Underlined, capital letters, you know, neon lights.
And it's a wonderful time to be cultivating ever greater awareness.
Yeah.
Because with the awareness comes the expansion of the opportunity to choose wisely.
It's so true. And you know, when we do that, every time we expand, every time we give ourselves the gift of widening our view, we see more.
Yes.
We become aware of more, and people that we never thought would come into our view appear. Things that we never thought were possible start happening. Connections that we've been trying to make connect. So allow yourself to relax into the receiving of that miracle presence. Will there be other energy on the planet this week? Absolutely, guys. It's the energy of manipulation, and that energy is getting its own miracle resurgence, meaning that every being is going to have miracles appear in their lives. The question is what those miracles manifest and how they are called forward. And so stay focused on you. Try to not engage that drama. Give yourself just 1 week. 1 week where, you know what, I'm not going to engage the drama. I'm going to engage the miracle. I'm going to engage the resolution, the resurgence, the rebirth, the resurrection. Try that on for this week. And you, I just know with all my heart, by the time we're chatting together next week, you're going to be calling in going, oh my God, Kira, I can't believe what happened last week. I know it. I know it for a fact. And you know, Sheree, speaking of calling, the lines have been jammed since we started today. Why don't we welcome in some of these amazing, beautiful beings for some mini soul readings.
We've got some new folks standing by. We're going to head to line four and we'll welcome Simon from the Netherlands.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, beloved angel.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for letting me in. Great.
You are welcome.
Yeah, so thanks. I got some small questions. My body has been tired for a couple of years now. And sometimes I got some energy, but mainly it's very tired. And I got also some tension in the, I think you call it esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what it is?
That is what it is, yeah. So take a try to relax your breath, my angel. Just relax. And as I connect with you, and you might want to turn your radio down just a little bit because we're getting just a little feedback. But as I connect with you, what I'm experiencing within your body, it's an interesting energy. There is an energy that's in your fifth chakra. It's your throat chakra. It is where the esophagus is located. But also in your case, it's coming in right at the base of your skull is where I'm seeing it. It comes right into your throat and then it goes down into your, it's like to your kidneys, it's not the stomach, it goes off. It's like it's going off into the kidneys. And this energy is an energy of strain, is the word they keep giving me. It's not like you've got something negative that's projecting towards you. There is an energy within you that has been seeking balance and is legitimately tired. And there is this energy of strain. And they're saying that for you, the greatest gift you can give yourself is deep prana breath, really deep prana breath often. And when you do see this golden green energy coming in with your breath and radiating out through all that you are, and you actually can really heal this with breath if you want to attend to it that deeply. And that's what they want me to share with you. So thank you for calling in, my angel. Many blessings.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll do that.
Namaste. Enjoy. Wow, I really am feeling that. Like, I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
My breath got dizzy working with
that breath. Well, as I was connecting with him, I was seeing how the energy is dancing around his fifth chakra.
Yeah, really.
And I just want to remind all of our listeners, because sometimes there is an understanding that comes. And when we connect with an energy, you might say, okay, that's bringing out the same thing in me.
Yeah.
Because we might have a tendency that direction. The key is to remember that your throat chakra, we call it the truth chakra.
Oh, just breathe in on that. I heard everybody hold their breath.
And you know, the throat chakra is a gateway to your respiratory system. Mm-hmm. It's also a gateway as you're lifting to lift into the higher chakras. So it's kind of a two-way highway. And the key about truth, and this is the part to breathe into and recognize, is truth has an ever-deepening recognition. We start out with the truths we were taught to believe. Mm. Then we evolve to the truths that we recognize. And then we evolve to the point of being comfortable living and sharing that truth. So it's kind of a three-step thing. We all start off with a filter, you know, not knowing what is really true. And so we accept what we're taught, and then we move ever deeper. Now, here's the thing. As you lift on your path of self-ascension, if you're still operating from some outdated beliefs about the nature of reality or the nature of you, then you're going to start noticing your throat will act out.
Yeah, or you might also find lung issues.
Yeah.
You could also have stiff shoulders. The neck or the shoulders get really stiff chronically. That's something to pay attention to as a fifth chakra experience. A lot of people don't realize that. And it's really important, because especially, and my heart is just so big around all of you, and I'm just feeling us away, you know, from what's going on right now, and meaning energetically, that this is a moment to pay attention to your throat, pay attention to your truth chakra, and also to pay attention to, again, connecting those dots. And, you know, Sri, I want to share one thing that as we're getting ready to bring more people onto the show here, one of the gifts of giving mini soul readings is the blessing of connecting with someone soul to soul. I mean, all
yes.
of you know that we're not giving you these readings. It's simply your soul saying, this is what you're ready to hear. And that's a mini soul reading. And, you know, we do our best to get as many people onto the show every week as we can. Well, I also want to share with all of you that if you have not yet tuned in to Soul Mirror Radio. And again, that's Soul Mirror Radio, just soulmirrorradio.com. That's our amazing new show with our dear friends, Sandra and Alan. Tune in if you can, because one of the things we're doing there are these Soul Mirror Reflection readings. And these readings are so unique and so different. And I was reflecting about last week's show, Sri, and it's like we're witnessing healing. So between the mini soul readings here and the soul mirror readings there's this beautiful synergy energy happening. And I really encourage you guys, connect with us live Thursday nights, 8:00 Pacific, if you can. And if not, grab the rebroadcast. They're always up within a couple hours after we air live, right there at soulmirrorradio.com.
And one of the things to remember is that anytime you receive a reflection from the universe, it itself has both the intention and of the clarity of the reflection and your ability to understand and receive it.
Yeah.
And there is a wonderful synergy that happens. We are all growing.
You know, we are. And I want to also honor that, you know, it is a gift to do a show with another couple that is in a divine partnership. And, you know, to when four people come together, as you and I and Sandra and Alan have, and model oneness, and model that we can all come together, that there is room for everyone. This is, I pray, an opportunity for people to really dive in and experience that. And so thank you for being a listener here at Sri and Kira Live. We are really glad you're here every week, and please keep coming. And you might want to consider joining us Thursday nights for something very different.
More fun.
You know it. Well, talking about more fun, Sri, let's say hi. Or, oh my goodness, we got to the middle of the show. How'd that happen that fast?
Well, it does happen.
So. All right. So all of you online, hold. I mean, all of you on the phone, hold on. We're going to get to you.
But first, we're going to take a little station break, and you know how that goes. It's a good chance to stretch your legs, get a cup of tea, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are delighted to be with you live this Sunday, right here, right now. And if you're listening in the archives, we're still here.
We are still here, and we're releasing that retrograde, that Mercury retrograde that ended on Saturday, the 18th. However, remember, we are in that shadow period until September 2nd. And we're still then kind of in the, I don't know, kind of the willowy way, maybe that's the word I want to use, kind of willowy, of this triple retrograde energy. And there has been so many gifts, my angels, so many gifts. And again, we just want to recap that this has been a month of dancing with the ego. And, you know, Sri and I have done as much as we can to assist us all to really claim and grow through this month. And we have put out a series of articles. It was a three-part series. The first part of the article came out early in August. And we just yesterday put out part two. And this is a really powerful article. Even if you didn't feel like reading part one, this part stands alone. It really stands alone if you want to go ahead and grab that. And it's right there at the homepage, SriandKira.com. You'll see it. Grab it. Read it. Download it. But give yourself the gift of greater understanding. If you can release letting the ego drive and receive this information, it will renew your life through this extraordinary, beautiful week ahead and so much more. Because, you know, we've been talking about this a little bit last week too. This right now, this moment, you know, I keep putting my hands up like I'm encircling something, but this moment right now is an opportunity to get things set up, not just for the rest of this year, but I'm talking way into 2019. Make decisions. We were talking about choice earlier. Put things in motion. Anything you've been putting off, this is the time to do it. Look at everything with fresh eyes. How can you bring it forward? How can you release it to be more available? This is the moment at hand. And that's cause for excitement.
Absolutely. It is a wonderful time to be alive.
It absolutely is.
Especially if you're conscious.
And maybe you want to take us up on the little challenge we put out in the first part of the show, which is try a week where you're just focusing on your dreams. Try a week where you're not engaging the opposite of the miracle presence. Try a week where you're just giving yourself the gift of being present to manifest the miracles in your life. And pay attention to all of those connections along the way with fresh eyes and a beautiful open heart. It's a great moment. It's a great moment. It really is.
I'll tell you what, we've got more callers standing by, so we're heading to line five, and we're going to welcome Kelly from California.
Namaste, Kelly. First time to the show. Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you here.
Thank you. And I'm just calling because I'm just open to receive any information that you're receiving.
Wow. You are such an angel, Kelly. Wow. I'm just, first and foremost, just without saying any words, just feel my heart and my smile. And I'm gazing you star and saying, yeah, I hear you. The message that they want you to hear from the energy that is spiraling around you looks like, how do I describe this? It's like a crystalline spiral of light with little golden flecky stars all going around it. And this is spinning around you, and it's very much about creating, and it's very much about illuminating that which you have been keeping hidden and bringing it out through this spiraling energy and seeing it illuminated and understanding it now from that level. And they're saying, of course you can do this, that of course this is easy to do. And if you allow yourself to really do that, I think you're going to be quite delighted with what comes forward. So thank you for the honor of meeting you, Kelly. You're a bright, brilliant, beautiful being, and we are really delighted to share with you today.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for this gift of your show. I'm grateful.
Oh, we are grateful for you, Angel. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed.
Namaste.
So we are truly in that place of awesome appreciation.
Very much so. Do you see her beautiful radiance? Did you guys all feel that? Because that's a really fun gift.
It's listening to this radio show not only plugs you into a positive spiritual community, it actually is going to cultivate your capacity to discern more clearly.
Well, and to get an attunement. You know, one of the things that I've noticed, and I think those of you listening will agree with me, and if you don't, send me an email to guest@treeandkiraradio.com and tell me why. But I really feel that what's happening here is that every time we do a mini soul reading, because we're all meeting soul to soul in our authenticity, it's like there's this moment where we're all sitting around this universal campfire of eternal energy, all receiving answers, all receiving attunements, all receiving inspiration. It's very powerful. I know I get illuminated just connecting with all of you.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's wonderful indeed. And we have more wonderful people.
We sure do. Yeah.
So we're going to head to line one and we'll welcome Megan from Pennsylvania.
Namaste, beautiful one. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Before my reading, I have a couple quick questions, and I also want to just send my healing love to you, Kira.
Thank you.
I wish you the best. And my husband and I were wondering if you guys are ever in the United States, because we would really love to meet you, and we can't afford to come to Ecuador.
Oh, well, I want you to know that we are in the middle right now. We are putting together in 2019 a tour schedule, and we've had a lot of people ask us that. So we will do our best to make sure at some point in 2019 we're in the United States.
Wonderful. I look forward to that. And then what I want to tell you before my reading is, since February, I started drinking alcohol, and I haven't been able to quit. Now I've turned into an alcoholic, and I don't know what to do. I don't want to be like this.
Yeah. Well, first of all, my angel, I want you to just bring your hands to your heart. And there's three things that you're being invited to do. And I invite you to first hear that you are so loved, that you are loved, you are safe, and that there has been an energy that your body has been afraid to acknowledge. And this is why this has come in. This is very short term, but you are going to have to participate in releasing it. And so the first thing I want you to do is I want you to go get the forgiveness, the 7-day spiritual cleanse it's still on our website. Just go to shrinkcure.com. It's 100% free, right across on the homepage, right across from where we have the August predictions video. You'll see right there, click here to get the free packet. Get it. I want you to do it. And it's going to take you 7 days. Now, Archangel Raphael is also sharing that you need to begin with this packet, and then you need to begin with water. And he's saying, just begin by substituting water every time you want to drink. Even if you keep drinking, keep focusing on that during this 7-day period. And then he said, at the end of these 7 days, you will know the next step to take. It will be effortless and your journey is assured. You are loved, my angel. You just need to remember how much. And I am so glad you got through today. I love you, Megan. You're a beautiful being. And I look forward to hugging you in person in 2019. And until then, please feel my arms around you now.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate you guys so much. You've meant a lot to me.
And you to us, my angel. We love you. You got this, Megan. Blessings. It's a miracle you got through today. Now let the rest of those miracles unfold for you this week. We love you.
I will. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, honey. Namaste.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, woo! The first step is reaching out.
Well, and how many, you know, I was thinking, how many of our listeners right now, either we know someone or we ourselves have either been there or are in that situation where it is, I know this isn't the path I want to be taking. Help me interrupt this process. And maybe that's why you were listening right now. Maybe that's why Megan got through today on behalf of everyone. You have the ability to interrupt anything. I don't care if it's something as simple as I'm eating too much chocolate, right? We can all stop and rebirth right now. That's what this week is all about too. So talk about perfect timing.
Absolutely. Well, let's keep going.
We're
in line two.
Let's do it.
When we get there, we're going to find Jess from, is it Michigan?
I think it's from Michigan. Namaste, Angel.
Hi, guys. I love you so much.
Oh, we love you. We're hugging you right now.
Oh, I just cannot wait to see you in person myself either. And that's my big thing. I'm like, well, now what? I'm like, think that I'm really actually ready to figure out this abundance attraction piece, and I've been doing so much, but I have this kind of hanging out energy of just like, now what? So whatever you can tell me, I'm ready.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Jess. I want you, first and foremost, wow, I think it's fifth chakra day today on the show. I need you to put a hand on your fifth chakra. I am doing the same. And it's kind of interesting, right before the show today, I put on a mala that I don't even think I've ever shown anyone publicly that has 12, how big are these, inch and a half?
Yeah, really, really big rudraskas.
Like 12 inch and a half rudraskas on it. And this thing is heavy and big, and I wrapped it all around my fifth chakra, and now I know why. It was for you. So I want you to feel, as you have one hand on your fifth chakra right now, I want you to feel, it's like Lord Shiva and Shakti. It's that unified, you know, the Shiva Shakti are both one hand with each weaving around your throat all of this Rudraksha seeds. And with it, I'm also seeing diamonds and emeralds and sapphires and rubies and like all these beautiful gemstones. And they're saying, when did you just forget who you really are? Empower your true voice with the illuminated blessings that are yours to share. Stand tall, accept nothing less than what is truly your equal, and all will arise. And so it is. I am honored to make that connection with you today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. I'm still feeling it. I'm sitting here, my neck, I'm like my chin is pointing up to the sky to fit all this stuff they're putting on you.
Oh, thank you. I feel it. I got tears. Thank you.
Yeah, us too. Us too, honey. It's going to be awesome. We'll be hugging each other sooner than you think. Get here for New Year's. We love you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, you know, since I just yelled at Jess to join us for New Year's, I do want to share with everyone that just before the show went on today, we were actually talking about our live stream for New Year's Eve. Because I think we've publicly announced this, or did we just put it at the website?
Website.
Okay.
Well, we're going to be offering a live Archangelic Ensoulment New Year's Eve.
Whew.
And we're intending to broadcast this. We have not offered a live public ensoulment for quite some time.
I think it's been since June 2 years ago. It's been a really long time. And here's what's so exciting about this live public ensoulment, guys, is the fact that we are doing it here at Tosa Blue Mountains. So it's going to have the energy of the Andes Mountains coming in. We're hoping to be able to do this. We're pretty sure we can set this up where we can do this outside. It will be very, very powerful because of the energy it's coming from. But this is also coming directly in as the union of the sacred blue Maria and the cosmic blue starborn, bringing in this energy. And they, this energy has only come through us once before, made this request, and we're saying yes. And this is a big thing, and we have no idea what's going to be said. We have no idea what's coming.
It just feels
in.
Like a divine dispensation, a gift to be offered.
Now, for those of you that are joining us for our outrageous Remembering Atlantis event during New Year's, of course, you'll be here for that live, and we are very honored and excited to have you with us. And for those of you that haven't yet signed up to join us here at New Year's Eve Live, come be part of Remembering Atlantis is an attunement and an ignition of the cosmic journey of your soul that will not only fill and assist you to receive this energy that your body and your mind have been screaming for a very long time, but you will also receive and give attunements and protocols, specifically the Crystal Atlantean Chamber, that you have done before. You've done this before. You will be here doing things, having memories. You'll know the temples. You'll know the people. And it always amazes me and honors me, Sri, that everyone that comes to any one of our events, they leave family.
Yeah.
They leave as one family. The tears, the recognition, it's just such an incredible blessing.
It's more uplifting than any group event that you can even imagine.
Yeah.
It's
a homecoming.
With this soul family.
Yeah, yeah. It's really an honor. I know for us, we've been hosting and blessed to be able to be in the presence of beings like this for 15 years. And I'm every time we host an event, each one outshines the one before. And it's really an honor.
It really
is. And so anyway, join us New Year's Eve live, hopefully live streaming this event. And if not, we will have a video broadcast posted the following day. But again, come think of joining us down here at Tosa Blue Mountain. We do have, I think we've got like 4 or 5 slots left for December.
Yeah, there's a little bit of room.
Yeah.
So talk to your beloveds or come by yourself. And
leave with your family.
You're going to leave with a deep peace, I guarantee it.
In every way. And I am just, again, so excited about this week's miracle energy and the beautiful beings that are on the phone with us right now.
Well, let's jump to line 3 and we'll welcome Carl from Oregon.
Namaste, Carl. Welcome to the show, Angel.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. First off, I wanted to thank you for the forgiveness practice. I did that for the 7 days in July, and I believe it's what's allowed me to step from spiritual activism to spiritual awareness. I'm not completely there, but I can definitely feel a shift. So I was just hoping to get a mini soul reading to kind of see where I'm headed next.
Oh, well, Carl, wow.
Congratulations on taking action.
Yeah.
Because that's where the magic is.
You know, it really is. And as you're, from the minute you started speaking too, I was noticing there's this soft illumination energy that I haven't noticed around. It's new, and it's a soft green. And what's so beautiful about it is that this color green can only happen when you start mixing gold in with the green. And when we mix the gold and the green together, it means we have birthed our ascended heart. And what archangels, it's Raphael, Zadkiel, Uriel, Gabriel, and it looks like Metatron. So they're forming this 5-pointed star around you. And what they're saying to you right now is, you have begun the journey of the anchored heart. Now breathe, be, and create from this space, and you will begin to unlock even more portals. And I'm seeing you with your hands on your heart. I'm seeing this beautiful golden green radiation. If you have not connected with the Divine Galactic Blueprint, you really should. It's at shriankira.com. And just, you know, right there when you get to our website, there's Art of Ascended Living. Just learn about the Divine Galactic Blueprint, because you've ignited those ascended chakras. Now it's about anchoring, stabilizing. So congratulations. And Sri and I both say thank you for the honor of connecting with you in this beautiful space. We are just delighted and happy for you. Many blessings.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Wow. You know, I really just want to again say how much I honor Carl and everyone who said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do the spiritual cleanse because, you know, we cleanse our bodies, we cleanse everything, right? Or we try to.
Yeah.
Why not look at our spirit? Why not cleanse our spirit? And sometimes you need to do it more than once.
Absolutely, because you're cleansing your subconscious mind as well with that exercise.
And every time you do it, you achieve more.
Absolutely. It is an ever-refining liberation.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we can liberate some time right now. To go to line four and say hi to Elizabeth from California.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste. This is the first time I've called your wonderful show. I brought the marshmallows. I know you guys have the chocolate. So let's get them on the campfire.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yes. Well, I prayed and envisioned getting through for the last week. Yesterday, my last final daughter to move out, my last child, who's a special needs daughter, moved, and we completed an amazing daily life together. And I'm alone in my house going, what's next? I know the masters have worked with me and worked with my daughter for many, many years. We visioned that by the time she was 33, this would happen. She's almost 33 now. And I feel the hand of God, and I know that the angels are taking my hand again for a brand new cycle. I've never lived by myself in my whole life. So I'm asking for my first mini reading, soul reading on the radio.
Oh, well, thank you for that honor, my angel. Well, what I can share with you is they showed me you, and you were in this really pretty dress, kind of very like a relaxed cotton type dress. And I saw it was a summery day, and I saw people coming to you for healing. And you were so busy, you were asking for time to be alone. And they were going in and out of a room that's not your main part of your house, but I was also seeing gardens, and I'm seeing flowers, and I'm seeing a kitchen that has like bundles of herbs and leaves in it. And then I see you going to this room, and this room is just filled with light. And again, like I said, you're finding yourself being so busy that you're actually cherishing time when you're not. And they're saying soon enough, you will be busy. Celebrate this moment. And they're saying your time has come. There are no more excuses. The only question is, when are you going to begin? And so it is.
Thank you, beloved Kira. Thank you, Sri. One more thing I wanted to say was the beautiful gift of the blue Madonna that came to you just before you had your knee surgery, that
yeah.
He came to be present with you. That is no accident. I just know it. And I just wanted to go, wow, she came mm-hmm. to hold your hand and prepare you. So I'm so grateful. Thank you both. Namaste.
Well, namaste, and thank you for that acknowledgement. I'll share a secret with you. The hallway I was sitting in when the artist walked by was the hallway of the surgeon that we were going to discuss how and when I would need surgery. So you are 100% accurate, and thank you for that illumination. We love you very much. Namaste.
Much love to you and everyone on the line. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste. And Sri, how does the show go this fast? How does this happen? So remember, everyone who couldn't get through today, call us next week or call us Thursday night at soulmirrorradio.com for a soul mirror reflection reading. We would love to share those with you as well.
And so we are at a magical time, and the magic is available when the smile is on your face and you say yes. It's the three-letter word of yes.
Woohoo!
Say yes to your guidance. Say yes to your heart. Say yes to your authenticity. And no more BS. We are moving forward with a miracle-filled life.
It is August. It is your time. It is a week of miracles if you choose to connect the dots. Everyday miracles are your birthright, and you are ready for them. Beloved angels, let the retrograde release you into your resurrection, rebirth, and remembrance. We love you so much.
Be sure to visit SriandKira.com, where you write down the lower part of the homepage. There's articles to download that will stimulate your discernment. And beloved listeners, until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe fully and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.